Any excuse to grab more power. EU wants a centralized civil protection force to fight climate change. By Peter Cattell on August 17, 2022. A senior Eurocrat has called for a civil protection force directly under the control of Brussels to be established to fight the impact of climate change. EU Crisis Management Tsar has called for the creation of a civil protection force directly under Brussels' control for the ostensive purpose of fighting the impact of climate change. The suggestion has prompted one MEP to accuse Brussels of using any excuse to grab more power. With the Union's Green Agenda policy having already resulted in chaotic scenes in the likes of the Netherlands. According to a report by Politico, Crisis Management Chief Janice Leenarsik has claimed that the impact climate change is having on EU member states is increasing, something which he believes now mandates intervention from Brussels. "We have a growing sense that more Europe is needed in civil protection," Leenarsik said while suggesting that EU treaties should be changed so as to hand Brussels the power to establish such a force that would be able to provide this protection. Such a sentiment, however, has been outright rejected by critics, however, with one elected representative within the European Parliament, Christian Terts MEP, warning Breitbart Europe that the EU's unelected bureaucrats are using any excuse to grab more power. "These European bureaucrats are not the solution, but the cause of many problems that the EU is facing, and the deeply damaging energy crisis is just a proof of that," Terts said, emphasizing that EU bigwigs don't want to be accountable to the people. "Handing to these irresponsible and unaccountable bureaucrats even more power would just simply be irresponsible," the European Conservatives and Reformists group politician continued. "What Europe needs is a rebirth of national and sovereign democracy, with creativity and power for local people rather than one-size-fits-all bureaucratic control from the center of Brussels," he went on to say. Apart from calling for even more powers to be handed to Brussels in order to allow it to build its civil protection force, Leenarsik was also keen to emphasize that more needed to be done to slash emissions in order to prevent further deterioration of the climate. However, while those in Brussels might see no issue in asking or demanding EU nation states reduce emissions, those within the affected EU states certainly have, with farmers in the Netherlands, in particular, being put to the sword for the purpose of fulfilling the EU Green Agenda. In response to hardline nitrogen emission targets put in place by the EU, the Dutch government has begun implementing measures that could see up to 30% of livestock farms in the country forced to close, with the government even planning mandatory state buyouts for some farms that are currently operating in the country. While pro-EU authorities in the Netherlands have dismissed future mass closures as merely being part and parcel of an unavoidable transition in the march toward Great Reset goals set by Brussels, farmers in the country have rejected the move and are now actively protesting the measures by blocking roads and demonstrating in cities and at events. This has prompted a hardline response from state authorities, with police in the country having repeatedly come under fire for their violent actions towards those protesting the alleged reforms. Overall, over 100 people have been arrested by law enforcement in the country in relation to the anti-green agenda protests, with hundreds more being fined for resisting the EU agenda in ways deemed illegal by those in power. Follow Peter Cattell on Twitter, @Peter_Cattell. Follow Breitbart London on Facebook, Breitbart London.